Good morning and welcome back, everyone. It is Friday, January 1st, and I'm your host, Seth Kirkpatrick. To kick off this new year, we'll be taking a look at how the major indexes ended their last trade of the year, as well as the status of vaccine distribution in the U.S. All that and more on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. And to get started this morning, the stock market once again reached new records yesterday for its last trade of 2020. The Dow jumped nearly 200 points to over 30,600 points, and the S&P 500 grew a little more than 0.5% to 3,765 points. The NASDAQ Composite also grew, but just slightly, at 0.1% to 12,888 points. Now, as we already went over the yearly performance of the indexes earlier this week, let's take a look at some individual companies that did quite well this year. Some of the best performing companies include Tesla, with shares growing at more than 742.5%, Nvidia at more than 121%, Apple at 80%, Amazon at 76%, and Microsoft at 41%. And for our next story this morning, 787,000 Americans filed for first-time jobless claims in the week starting December 20th, not accounting for any seasonal swings. This number was not only better than what analysts had predicted, but was also lower than the prior week. Despite it being lower than expected, it was still much greater than last year's 220,000 jobless claims during the same week. As of December 12th, the total number of Americans receiving any kind of jobless benefits is 19.6 million. As for our third story this morning, Operation Warp Speed was unable to reach its goal of immunizing 20 million Americans by the end of December with the first round of the two-dose COVID-19 vaccine. According to the CDC, only 12.4 million doses were distributed and just 2.8 million were administered. However, earlier this week, a spokesperson for Operation Warp Speed, Michael Pratt, argued that the CDC's reporting may be wrong due to delayed reports. He reassured that, quote, Operation Warp Speed remains on track to have approximately 40 million doses of vaccine and allocate 20 million doses for first vaccinations by the end of December 2020, with distribution of the 20 million first doses spanning into the first week of January as states place orders for them. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director for the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, spoke on the NBC Today show yesterday and talked about his disappointment and hopes with the progress of vaccine distribution.
We were hoping that as we ended December 31st, we will have had 20 million doses in the arms of individuals. And obviously, from the numbers that you've shown, Andrea, that's not the case. What we hope is that they will be now gaining momentum as we catch up with this. Whenever you have a very large operation, such as trying to vaccinate an entire country with a new vaccine, there always will be bumps in the road and hiccups about that. We hope that that's what this is a reflection of. And as we get into the first week or so of January, we'll catch up quickly with that 20 million dose in the arms projection that we had. And as we get into the middle of January, February, and March, we will be on the target.
As for our next story this morning, Microsoft said in a blog post yesterday that the massive government breach that was supposedly caused by Russian hackers also affected the company, as hackers viewed their source code. As of right now, this breach does not seem to have affected any of their services or customer data, and the company said, quote, the account did not have permissions to modify any code or engineering systems, and our investigation further confirmed no changes were made. These accounts were investigated and remediated. And for our last story this morning, if you know anyone that had a child on New Year's Eve by 12 a.m., then they can apply for their child to receive a $250 custodial savings account from Ally Bank. The company told CNBC Select that this program was meant to end this year on a more positive note. To apply, visit the company's program page with a newborn child's social security on hand and create an application. Applications are open January 15th and end July 31st. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Monday morning as we continue to redefine how you experience news.